The threat of the spread of the Ebola virus has been topping the news. We know about the spread of the disease in West Africa. We also know of one fatal case of Ebola in the United States, of a man who traveled here from Liberia. Joining us on Daybreak Asia is Dr. Alessandro Vespignani at the College of Computer and Informational Sciences at Northeastern University in Boston. Professor, can you explain how and why you have plotted the possible spread of the Ebola virus?
Well, how, it's through numerical computational model. That means that basically we recreate a synthetic world in the computer that integrates data on the human population, where we are and how we move, including international airline transportation. And the why, it's clear. We won't try to project the probability, the likelihood to get cases of Ebola imported from West Africa and other places of the world. Also to get what is the number of cases that we can expect and how is the evolution of the epidemic worldwide.
And your findings say what as far as the spread, when and to what areas of the world?
Well, what happened is that in West Africa, the epidemic is still increasing consistently in the sense that we have an increasing number of cases in the region. And obviously, the probability that some of those cases, when still in the incubation phase, are traveling to other countries is increasing. That means that we see probabilities for several European countries as well as for several African countries that are getting larger and larger of receiving one or two of those infected people in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
The spread of the disease has something to do with most of the air travel and where passengers traveling from Africa will use as a transfer point. Is that correct?
Yeah, for the international spread, the most important component, obviously, is the airline transportation. That is the way people travel from West Africa to U.S. or Europe or China or India. And what we have, indeed, in the model is a very accurate description of the transportation and also really actually the flows of people, basically the origin and destination of people from West Africa to other countries.
And where are those points?
Well, you know, the countries that at the moment obviously see risk of importation are countries that are in Africa, like Ghana, Senegal, where we already had one case, Mali, Gambia, Morocco, South Africa, Kenya. United States have had already one case, and they might possibly get one or two more, but, you know, France as well, United Kingdom, Belgium are countries that have an appreciable risk. When I talk about risk, I talk about a probability between, 10 to 20% of having an imported cases in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
So far, we have no reports of Ebola throughout Asia, which is somewhat surprising since especially China has so many workers and so many people in Africa. Does your model show the spread of the disease to Asia?
Well, yeah, we have China and India that are among the top 30 countries at risk, but with very, so far, very small probability of case importation, about a few percent, really. And so we cannot exclude that there is a case importation, but they obviously are not really very, very large in terms of probabilities and then risk.
Why is that?
This is because actually, you know, China and India have more connection with other regions of Africa, but much less with West Africa. So with the three countries that are affected at the moment, so Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia. It would be different if the current epidemic would extend to other countries like Nigeria or Kenya, South Africa, then obviously, there would be a kind of chain reaction that is would change the situation. But so far, at the moment, the probability to get cases in China and India and in the Far East is small. We cannot exclude that. So I would say every country should keep, you know, the attention level very high and be ready to respond to the importation of one case. However, you know, we expect countries to be able to cope with this situation.
Dr. Alessandro Vespignani from Northeastern University in Boston, I thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.